get your films on with the Blurs.
Once an idea has taken hold of the brain, it's almost impossible to eradicate.
Unpacking Movies has never been more spot on, woke, fire, and just plain lit.
They are lit all the time.
So if you're unsure whether or not to plop down some cash for a film, check out the Blurs.
When a man with a 45 meets a man with a rifle, the man with a pistol is a dead man.
Brando's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
You really only need to hang, mean bastard. But mean bastards, you need to hang.
Don't say you weren't warned. Ridiculous. Here's Brandon and Jeff.
You welcome to a mini trailer talk episode of the Film Blurs. My name is Brandon Norwood, aka Hero Protagonist, aka the true father of Joe's kids, aka Poppy Chulo, aka the lethal protector, aka my biggest pet peeve is sports because I don't like seeing grown men sweat on each other, aka Ruff McGruff, aka I want a Subaru Outback with mad strippers in the back giving shape ups, aka D's Nuts, and aka B Wood the Magnificent. And I'm joined here by, as always, by
you. I am Jeff Stewart, aka Revengeman Button, aka Teddy Ruxpin, aka Uncle Jeffrey, aka Jobu Tupaki, aka the Black Giovanni Ribisi, aka Chocolate Tarantino, aka Ebony Spielberg. I think that's all of them. Wait, J. Otis Dynamite. Yeah, I forgot that one.
All right. Well, reason why we're doing this is because by the time this goes up, you guys, that you'll probably been seeing the trailer because we're going to post this episode, this mini-sode, and the trailer at the same time. We got an email asking us if we want to participate in this special Black Beetle event. And, you know, we thought it was going to be something pretty cool. It's just the trailer. And I told Jeff this, and then I'm going to let Jeff take over. It looks like Shazam with Blue Beetle.
Right? Like, I mean, it was cool seeing my name imprinted on the fucking trailer. That was awesome. But that's about it. Like, look, I'm digging what DC was doing with this whole entire let's make it fun, let's make a family friendly shit and everything like that. But yeah, Brandon's right. This is literally just Shazam with more brown people and Blue Beetle, which I'm fine with, because if you listen to our last episode, episode 80, like we fuck with Shazam. Like, it's not the best thing ever, but it's fun enough. It's a nice little vacation from all the doom and gloom that was the Snyderverse. Yeah.
You know, I've heard a lot of things about Blue Beetle. I heard about how good it was because they've been testing it, and how it's testing through the roof, and how audience shit's been leaking from these test screenings where audiences are like, yeah, this is a pretty good movie. And you know, look, if you're going to do this whole thing for a trailer, I'm expecting like The Flash, you know what I'm right. saying? Like, that's the type of shit I'm expecting, where I watch that trailer, I'm like, you, and I watched this trailer, I was like, all right. I was like, I wasn't moved either way. I was just like, honestly, I was just like, this looks like another superhero movie.
Yeah, it looked fun enough, but we've been tricked before. I mean, they've been tricking us for the last fucking 6 months with this fucking shuck and jive, this shit. So like, I do dig how it's got huge shades of the Guyver. You know, remember that shit?
It's just hard for me to get excited for this superhero stuff anymore, just because like, it's all starting to blur together. Like, I get your MacGyver thing, but I mean, that's Blue Beetle. Like, there's been three iterations of Blue Beetle, and this is the third iteration. Jaime Reyes, the Scarab takes over, gives him like this alien suit, because the first two Blue Beetles, as with all comics, the shit is been retconned right. and blasted out of existence, and then, oh no, it's all canon again.
Right. So like, the first Blue Beetle was it like chemicals or chemical pills spill or some shit like that.
Nah, I forget what it was, but it was like a 1930s. So picture bat. It's basically like Batman, you know, 1930s right. type deal. The second Blue Beetle didn't have powers and then just used the Scarab to invent all these cool weapons and shit. And then, you know, the third Blue Beetle is now Jaime Reyes. And I looked up Susan Sarandon's character, and she looks like she's playing the wife of the second Blue Beetle, because she has the last name of the second Blue Beetle.
I mean, that's cool, I guess, you know, for your hardcore nerd family out there. Yeah, I guess. Awesome. Sure.
I think it's funny that Susan Sarandon's in this, considering all the shit she said about Hillary.
What do you mean? What'd she say?
During the 2016 election, right. She was just like, I fucking hate Trump, but I hate Hillary even more just because Hillary's evil. And when Trump won and shit, they asked her like 4 months later when shit was really hitting the fan. They're like, so how do you feel about Hillary now? She's like, oh, if Hillary was president, we'd be at war.
Well, we're not getting political, but she's not wrong.
My thing is, who would we be invading, though?
The whole entire Whitewater shit, the Clintons put hits on motherfuckers. Like, I'm sure we would have gone to war with somebody. She just looks very hawkish, but I'd rather the evil that I know than the evil I don't know.
Yo, listen, right? It ain't like Obama was better. I mean, that motherfucker loved doing drone strikes, right. Bro.
Fucking Obama was Skynet. Like, you know, Obama's Miles Dyson.
Yeah. But back to this. This was originally supposed to be an HBO Max movie, right?
And
so at the end of the trailer where it says film for IMAX, I was just like, y'all fucking let this dude film this movie for IMAX with IMAX, like, you know, digital IMAX cameras. Y'all gave him digital IMAX cameras, and we're going to put this shit on HBO Max. I'm just like, hey, y'all, I'm poor. Can y'all give me $500,000? Like, if we're gonna waste money, like,
right, that, like, just right,
I have $500,000. Like, I'm poor, yo. Like, y'all, what the fuck is that?
Like, they were just burning fucking money, burning money.
You're gonna shoot a whole movie in IMAX and then just be like, yeah, it's going to HBO Max.
I was like, oh, okay, yeah, uh huh. That makes sense. Yeah, fuck it.
Shout out to every decision
that was made that was made in 2020.
y'all greenlit this was greenlit specifically for HBO Max, and then they said it was too good for HBO Max, so they pivoted back to theaters, and now, like, I'm just like, y'all let this motherfucker shoot with IMAX cameras.
Right? Like, it's good that it's getting an IMAX release, but it wasn't initially. So you just burnt that money, like, and, like, on a hope and a prayer. It's like some dude who goes parasailing. He's like, I'm going to live forever. And then fucking just crashes into a ship or some shit like that. That's what WB was doing with their money.
Oh, my God.
Like, we're going to be rich forever.
I mean, the good news is the suit looks comics accurate. Like, that shit all looks like it just stepped right out of the comic.
I mean, the effects look far superior to what we've been getting from Marvel. Like, this shit looks real.
I will give it this. At least the only thing that CG is Blue Beetle. Otherwise, everything else is practical. So, like, I can't even get mad at that. I'm like, okay, at least here you guys are clearly trying.
Right.
Because of Marvel, they'll just be like, let's just film it in front of the the volume, and, you know, with half done effects.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, this looks fun. I watched it 4 or 5 times. We were only supposed to watch it once, but I didn't watch it all the way to the end, and I kept on rewinding. And I got the same kind of butterfly feelings, you know, from it. Like, I just wanted something happy and fun looking, right? Like, there's no stakes in this. Like, there's no, like, there's no global stakes. It just seems like it's the family doing, you know, like, I like how it's already established that his family knows he's Blue Beetle right out the gate.
Yeah. So there's none of that, oh, secret identity bullshit.
Right.
Well, at least for the ones closest to him.
Right.
So shout out to George Lopez. He looks cool in this. Like, the long hair and tats actually, you know, that works for him. I was like, damn, you could have been a gang member in a different lifetime.
Yo, did you see the tax collector?
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't like a cholo fucking gangster. He was like fucking upper echelon, like a godfather.
I forgot he was in that. Yeah, he was bad in that, but that movie's just bad all around.
Right. I rewatched that the other day, right, just because I love Shia LaBeouf's character so much, like, in that fucking movie.
See, that's the type of shit that Shia needs to be doing. Not no Transformers. He needs to do stuff like that.
Right. Because, like, if Creeper from fucking The Tax Collector were to get his own fucking movie, I'd be there 100%.
Right. But yeah, the sword that he makes at the end, that shit looked like it was straight from Final Fantasy.
I was there for it. It's like, oh, okay. All right, let's do it.
Is this nigga really? That's the first thing that popped into his head. He's like, I want the unwieldy Final Fantasy sword.
The Final Fantasy was that was Final Fantasy 7, right?
It's 10 or 11.
Okay, that's like the 10 sword with Cloud with what the fuck's the nigga's name? Cloud with whatever.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, yo, y'all. Y'all gotta start understanding what's cool in a video game and like manga and anime and shit like that will not work in real life, bro. Like, I cannot wait to see that fight because I already know that is not a practical weapon.
Yeah, but it looked cool as fuck, so fuck it. Like, this movie's all about like looking. It's fucking poppy and it's fucking colorful. Fucking let him have it.
Until he gets his ass beat, and then he's gonna go back to
straight up machine guns.
I want to give a shout out to them for flipping Little Uzi Vert's Just Wanna Rock. That song's hard as shit, so I was surprised it popped up in the trailer. It's the only one of the few rap songs you could play at a rave, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
Shout out to Little Uzi though.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Lil Uzi Vert's studio a couple of months back in Philly from the team that helped produce it and shit like that. And they got his shit all over the walls. They're riding this Uzi Vert thing hard. But yeah, the Blue Beetle, look, they can't get worse than Black Adam.
It's crazy to me because before we go, I want to share this story. Ben Affleck straight up said he's not doing a DC movie as far as directing. Because, you know, James Gunn said, we're talking to Ben now. We're trying to find the right movie because I want him to direct it. And Ben Affleck's like, yo, listen, I'm not doing it. He was just like, the whole process on Justice League completely soured him on superhero movies. He straight up said, he's like, you know, the director had a personal tragedy, and instead of putting the movie on ice like they should have, they pressed forward with the wrong people, and it was the worst experience possible. Everybody was miserable. Nobody liked working on it. The end result was something nobody's proud of, and it put a bad taste in my mouth. He's like, the only time I felt fulfilled of playing Batman was when I came in for The Flash. And I had such a good experience, and I was so satisfying doing The Flash, that if they bring me back for stuff like that, where I could come in, pop in, and do a little bit and do that, fine.
And that is fucking saying something, right? That, like, because, look, we all shitted on the idea of Ben Affleck. Well, everyone else shitted on the idea of Ben Affleck as Batman. I was like, yo, give it a chance.
Let's see. Yeah,
let's see.
For every Batman since Christian Bale, I was like, all right, let me see how this is going to play out.
He's a great Bruce Wayne. He's one of the best Bruce Waynes, I think. Batman, he's competent. He's a competent Batman. Like, I'm not mad at his.
I mean, I said it when we reviewed the trailer for The Flash. You know, it took them prying it away from Snyder for me to finally be like, oh, okay. Finally get this Batman. He looks cool. He moves cool. He's doing cool shit. It looks better. Like, everything about it, just the suit itself, everything about it looks better. And you're trying to tell me he thinks The Flash is his best performance and it's the most fun he had playing Batman? Like, I know he's defending, in his comments, he was defending Snyder when he said that, because he said, like, you know, if you look at the Snyder cut, it's one of my highest rated movies on IMDb. But I'm like, dog, sounds like, honestly, the experience and then your performance sounds like it's much better coming from somebody else than it did Zack Snyder. And of course, we saw with Whedon, like, he was just checked out.
Right. Right.
But I mean, that's a whole different can of worms. Like, that. I agree with him, though. Like, once Snyder's like, yo, my daughter committed suicide and I got to take, they really should have put it on ice. But, you know,
right. I mean,
honestly, Kevin and the executives wanted their bonuses.
And honestly, like, we've talked about this ad nauseum. We shouldn't even have had a Justice League movie at all until you built out your stable. All these other characters, right? Like, Snyder should never have been put in that position in the first place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right? Well, you know, well, our 2-year anniversary is coming up. So, you know, we're going to complete the trilogy.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. With the best, the only one I like out of the trilogy.
I mean, what do we consider, like, the trilogy of the Justice Leagues, like all three cuts, or what are we talking about?
I consider it's Snyder's trilogy. So,
okay. So, like,
Justice League, BVS, and then Man of Steel. So, all right.
So we're going backwards. We're doing Man of Steel. And look, Man of Steel, out of all of them, it's the one that I fuck with the hardest. Out of the Snyders, right? Because, like,
because it's focused on one thing and one person.
Right. And it was almost there, right? It was almost a good Superman movie, right?
We'll get into it on that episode. Because, all right. But yeah, man, Blue Beetle, I'm like, yo, listen, for me, it's like with all this now, it's a wait and see. At least it looks comics accurate. Like, that's all I can say. Like, look, I like Zolo too, because Zolo, I know him mostly from Cobra Kai.
Oh, is that okay? That's where he's from.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So it's cool to see him in a lead role. So that's all I'll say. Right. But yeah, as far as this trailer goes, I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody else is going to like it more. Like, the one thing I can say, it's cool that it's written by a Mexican dude. It's cool that a Puerto Rican who could barely speak English is directing this. And I think it's cool that we have a young Mexican actor in the lead of this. So that's all I can say, positive. But as of right now, it's just a wait and see. Because, like, watching it, I was like, oh, I see how this was an HBO Max movie.
Yeah, yeah. No, 100%. Like, here's the thing they would have ran into, right? If they had put it on HBO Max, it would have done great fucking numbers. And they would have been pissed that they didn't put it in theaters, right?
Oh, yeah, because, look, anything, like, movies like this, where clearly they spent money on, but not a lot of money, they're still losing. They're still losing like 30, 40 million. Like, no way you slice it.
Right. But here's the thing. If you're putting out fucking Blue Beetle, just give us Batgirl. Right?
You know, not to be that dude. Like, Blue Beetle gets his own movie before Static Shock. You know what I mean? And Static Shock is more popular. And what about John Stewart, like the most popular Green Lantern? Like, come on, man. I mean, Jeff, why don't you go audition to be John Stewart?
Yeah, I already got the fucking last name, Jay Stewart. Let's do it.
I mean, you look just like him from the comic, bro. Like, yo, this is what I'm talking about, bro.
Let's start that campaign. Jeff Stewart for John Stewart. Let's do it. Like, let's make that happen. I would do it. I would do it. Yeah. That's in phase one of what DC is doing, right? They're doing the the Green Lantern show on HBO.
So when they start, because, you know, eventually those dudes are going to get movies, and when they start getting back to movies, my hope and prayer is that Hal kind of takes a backseat and we give it to John and let John be the lead, because like we said, man, most people, when they think of Green Lantern, they think of John Stewart. Nobody really thinks of Hal Jordan. If they don't think of Hal Jordan, it's Kyle Rayner, because Kyle Rayner's queer. And then if it ain't Kyle Rayner, it's the two Hispanic people, because they both look like luchadores.
Right. So, like, no one, everybody knows the John Stewart, because honestly, in media now, he has been the one that every single medium has been focused on. Like, in all those DC cartoons and shit like that, it's always fucking John Stewart.
Even Justice League Unlimited.
Right.
The Green Lantern movie that I reviewed, what was it, last month or back in December?
Right, right.
He was the main character, and Hal was the villain. So, like,
I mean, Hal's been the villain since fucking Superman Doomsday, you know? But that actually makes me want to go play Injustice Part 2, because you get to play as John Stewart, don't you? Or is it still Hal Jordan?
I think it's still Hal.
All right.
Yo, speaking of, since they're doing all these games and shit like that, let's get a Green Lantern game, dog. Like, that should be hot. Like, to go to planet and doing some, like, detective work and shit.
I mean, honestly, it's not a bad idea at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so let's. And when are we getting the super the Suicide Squad game
that they announced? That got pushed back.
But, like, how far back did they get pushed back?
I don't know. I know it's still this year sometime, but it got pushed back. Let me ask you a question before we go.
Oh, yeah.
Did you play Gotham Knights?
I didn't even realize Gotham Knights came out.
Yeah, man, because I've heard nothing but bad things. So I was waiting for, like, the next Black Friday sale to cop that.
Yo, I forgot that Gotham Knights came out. You know there's a Gotham Knights TV show?
Yes.
Like, on the CW, like, it just showed up on my radar. I was like,
Yes, and yeah, and we'll leave it at that, because I don't want to say anything else. What I've heard is
it's CW.
I'm not mad at this trailer. Like, it really is a teaser, so there's really nothing for me to say other than, like, I gotta wait and see.
Nothing in it makes me feel like I'm not going to enjoy this movie. Right? Like, if the tone is right, if they keep it fucking light, it gave me big shades of what I wanted Shang-Chi to be, you know?
I will say this, man, like, there's only three superhero movies I'm excited for. That's the new Spider-Verse, Flash, and then
Guardians.
What?
Guardians.
I'm not even excited for that. I was going to say Ninja Turtles. So two out of the three for me are animated films. So, I mean, what does that say?
Right. Like, I'm excited for the fucking Flash. Like, if anyone from WB is listening, get us to CinemaCon so we can watch that shit next month.
Or if we can't make it out to CinemaCon, like, yo, give us a screening like real soon afterwards.
Yeah, give us that Tom Cruise treatment.
Yeah, give the film the me treatment.
I would like to see that in a theater. So, like, yo, just let's watch it at your headquarters in New York, yo.
Fuck yeah, that would be amazing. But yeah, that Flash, Guardians. And I would say, Spider-Verse, because, and four, if we're getting a fourth in Ninja Turtles. But I don't consider Ninja Turtles, it's a comic book, but it's not like superheroes, you know? Like, it's,
I mean, they save the day and they fight, so technically they are. They got masks and shit.
Right, like, but they're just really skilled and just happen to be mutants. But, like, I get what you're saying. But yeah, that's my top four. Anything else that comes out, I'm not, you got nothing for me. Like, nothing's exciting.
My thing is, once the Flash, since we're talking DC, once the Flash drops, y'all should definitely have a trailer ready for Aquaman. Like, we...
Right? We have heard nothing about Aquaman.
Yeah, like...
Nothing.
Yo. Look. I hope this is for everything. And when I go see a movie, I don't want it to be bad. And especially this year, whenever I've been saying that, I've been surprised. Like Scream,
right?
Creed, like every Dungeons and Dragons, where I was just like, oh shit, this blew me away. Even Shazam, where I was just like, I had low expectations for it. And I came out, I was like, I actually enjoyed that. That wasn't bad.
Right, right.
So let's keep this train going. The only thing I consider bad is really Quantumania. So that's probably why I'm not really looking forward to Guardians. Like, yeah, I should have more faith in James Gunn, but like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
know. And this is his last go round in the Marvel playground. I think he's going to just put his whole entire dick in it. So I got faith in it.
That's 2.5.
What was that?
Guardians is 2.5.
2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. I could deal with that. It's fine. Yeah. Like, if it's the last movie in a series, you've earned your 2 hour plus runtime. All right. But don't be like the second movie in a planned trilogy and top out at 3 hours or some shit like that. Like, nah, that's okay.
Well, there's some certain movies that deserve their runtime. I still think John Wick did not deserve the 3 hour runtime.
Not at all. Like, that needed to, it's the stairs. The fucking stairs needed to go. Like, I get it. I get what you were doing there. Like, all right, yeah, it's a throwback to Charlie Chaplin. That's cool. But like, that could have been cut in half.
Yeah. But yeah, that's our mini-sode for this Blue Beetle trailer. You know, I only got to watch it once because they only let us watch it once, so I'll be watching it again. You know, and you know, I was just like, okay, all right, well, August, man. I guess I'll find out in August. Like, I as of right now, I'm like, I'm glad they got the lead actor with chops,
right.
And I'm glad it looks like the comic, and that's all I can say right now.
It looks like they cared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so clearly.
They really can't
fuck it up, because this is the first Latino superhero going to theaters.
Right.
With a major Latino cast and Latino filmmakers. So, like, I get why it's a big deal. So, like, right. I'm just gonna say,
like, don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up. the whole world's watching y'all.
All right then. All right, I'm Jeff. This is Brandon, and fucking peace.
Later.
We're the Film Blurred. I'm Brandon Norwood, and I'm the motherfucking protagonist.
I'm the protagonist.
I'm Jeff Stewart, aka He Who Remains.
Don't come at us. It's just fucking movies.
You've been listening to the Film Blurs podcast.
Man, I just love what you guys do, man.
I never miss an episode. It's the best.
It's my favorite podcast.
Follow Jeff on IG on MindfireXL and Brandon on Twitter at BJNTweets.